This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden has called Friday's report on U.S. inflation a real bump in the road that is affecting American families. The government said Friday that consumer prices grew last month at an annual rate of 6.8%, the highest in 39 years. Speaking at the White House, the president acknowledged that prices have gone up, but pledged to keep working to lower inflation.
When you walk in the grocery store and you're paying more for whatever you're purchasing, it matters. It matters to people. When you're paying more for gas, although in some states we've got the price down below $3 a gallon, but the point is, it's not gone down quickly enough, but I think it will.
Biden is hoping that his social and environmental legislation will counter the growth of inflation, but the latest report showing inflation rising at its fastest rate in nearly four decades is raising fresh questions about Biden's Build Back Better plan. The U.S. government has announced financial sanctions and other restrictions on 15 people and 10 entities in China, Myanmar, North Korea, and Bangladesh to coincide with International Human Rights Day. The actions announced Friday by the Treasury Department also include investment restrictions on a Chinese company connected to the mass government surveillance operations in China. The sanctions are intended to freeze the targeted people and entities out of the global financial system. The measures include a ban on travel to the United States for two Chinese government officials who have been involved with the repression of Uyghurs and other minorities in the far western Xinjiang region of the country. For more on